Professor or a son, but a man of purpose conquered into God's plan, not a man controlled by the tradition of his clan, a man that can stand with her and tell her you can, a man that can fan her good qualities into flame like a fan, not just a man with six packs who will run into hiding when the enemy's packs, but a man that can pet her on the back when the night is cold and dark, and shield her from every negative sparks. A man that will mend her broken pieces and cracks, and compliment her on the things she lacks, to make her feel like a treasure-filled sack. Yes, a man that will cherish her with positive remarks. Not just a man with material things in abundance, but a man whose words and utterance spreads a sweet heavenly fragrance to give her a happy and joyful countenance and make her a woman of substance, showing her her place of importance. Not a man that will call her a disturbance, but a man that will treat her in accordance with the rules of love and biblical ordinance, even when she doesn't do well in her performance. A man that will dwell with her with peace and tolerance. Not a man that will leave her in ignorance, but a man that will show her light when she needs deliverance. A man that will give absolute assurance with patience, hope, and endurance, in kindness, joy, and total forbearance. Not a man who controls like a dictator in governance, making her to take a cover when she notices his steps in the entrance, scaring her away from a distance, but a man that will give her total support and assistance. A man that will make her his close acquaintance with absolute and complete acceptance. Not a man that will treat her like a property or an inheritance, but a man that is broken enough to accept repentance when he is wrong without resistance. Not a man that will kick her around like a football or press her mercilessly against the wall, but a man that will lift her when she falls. It doesn't matter his tribe at all, but a man that is totally surrendered to Christ as his all and all. Yes, a man that will listen to her when she calls. A man that will make her feel so high and tall when she feels so down and small. A man that is so spiritual like Apostle Paul, but still knows how to get her goodies from the mall. A man that listens to wisdom from the decision hall. Not just a man that can pay her bride price and start playing her like a game of dice when the night is cold like ice, but a man that will be ready to sacrifice genuinely without thinking of his own reward twice. Not just a man that sounds so sweet and nice, but still drains her emotionally like it lies, but a man that knows that each day deserves a fresh spice, just like it is required in the preparation of delicacies like rice.
No greater love than you have shown. No one, no one, none ever known.
He is a man and he needs a woman. Not just a woman, but a spring of favor, decked in godly wisdom and flavor, with a sweet smelling prayer savour, and a heart wholly yielded to our Lord and Savior. Not just a woman that delivers like Hebrew in labor, but a woman whose husband is respected in the gates and amongst the neighbors. Not just a queen that knows only how to slay. Not a woman given to much fun and play, but a woman that knows how to pray with courage to stand through the slippery mud of clay when bills are too much for the king to pay. And a woman that tarries until the light of day, whose joy and hope goes not away, who doesn't consider going astray until she finds a pathway and a way, with her king unto a solid rock to stay. A woman whose character is a definition of a wife, not a woman that is always nagging and ready for a strife, who rushes at a slight provocation for a knife, but a channel of good things and a new life. She might not be fluent or eloquent in her vocals. She may not come from the family of the royals, but unto her king she is always respectful and loyal. A crown and a royal diadem in total. Yes, what a real man wants is peace and harmony. A heart that pleases and not her money. A woman that laughs with him even when his jokes are not funny. Not just a woman that only remembers good day to call him honey, but a woman that can stand with him all through his life's journey. What the king wants is not a Miss Fortune, but a woman he can call Mrs. Fortune. Not just a woman that knows how to cook the best of food, but a woman that will also give his soul peace and do him good. A woman that will always put his heart in a good mood. Not a woman whose words are poisonous like a viper's brood. Not a woman that gossips around the neighborhood, but a woman that understands the discipline of motherhood. Not a dramatic woman that turns the house to Nollywood, but a woman that will help him fan the flame of his priesthood.